Do you guys have a point, that a number of points you guys, you know, try to keep a team every go into it? Like, I mean, Jimmy Johnson, defensive coordinator before here, used to be 17, used to be his number.
Yeah, 17 is kind of the number that kind of everybody has. Yeah. But really, the kind of way we
wonder if it went up with all the scoring on the offense.
No, it's still, I actually don't know what a number is. It's probably 17. But for us, I mean, I've talked to Miko about this. We kind of go into every game saying we need to play better than their defense. You know what I'm saying? So we match ourselves up against what their defense does. And so, you know, whatever their defense does, we can do better than that.
You know, it was a game that obviously the fans didn't particularly care for. But what does it say for the first play?
Yeah, it was some interesting thing. I made some eye contact with some fans running to the tunnel at halftime. And, man, some rough language coming my way. But I'm sure they enjoyed the second half, so that was good.
You know, it's kind of funny. What does it say about the character of this team? You know, there's.
Well, I mean, Yeah, no, I mean, that's not going to bother us. We know it's a game. They're fans. They're, you know, they root for the good plays and boo for the bad ones. If I was in the stands, I'd probably do the same thing. But no, we're as a team with Chip and the way we train and everything we do in the offseason, we're built for adversity. We're built for four quarters of football, and that showed today.
Connor, did you sense that the first half when you guys went in, it was, I don't want to say flukish, but I mean, they had zero third down conversions. So it's not like
You're exactly right. They hit two plays on us. Like, I mean, the first touchdown, I mean, there was a big play they hit on us. And it was a first, second down and took a shot downfield and made it.
Right.
And then the second touchdown, it was a sudden change. And they just called a great play. I mean, that bubble slant is a pretty hard play to defend. Mm-hmm. And they just hit it right up the seam for a touchdown. So those are just two great calls that hit us. Now, obviously, we can't give those up, whether mm-hmm. they're fluky or not. They're still touchdowns. Mm-hmm. But we settled down and didn't give up anymore after that.
The idea about rushing the passer, that was the big question about the defense. I mean, the second half, you guys kind of proved from a variety of different ways that you could get.
Yeah, I think we had pressure all day. It was, yeah. I mean, their offensive line knew they couldn't block us. That's why they ran so many boots and so many sprint outs. Uh-huh. And then they had the lead, so you didn't need to drop back and throw the ball. Uh-huh. We got the lead in the fourth quarter, and Henny didn't really have much of a chance. I mean, we got the one sack at the end. I think that was it, but
right.
He was running for his life the whole fourth quarter.